From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan will testify this hour before a Senate panel. He's expected to be questioned on the bombing of the Doctors Without Borders hospital in the Afghan city of Kunduz. NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
General John Campbell is in Washington instead of Afghanistan because he's scheduled to appear before the Senate Armed Services Committee. His testimony was expected to focus on his recommendations as President Obama weighs what the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will look like after 2016. But now Campbell seems sure to be questioned on the hospital bombing. Talking with reporters at the Pentagon yesterday, Campbell said the strike was sought by Afghan forces who were under fire by Taliban fighters, correcting initial reports that said U.S. forces were threatened. At least 22 people were killed and dozens more wounded. Kunduz has seen heavy fighting for more than a week. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russian incursions of Turkish airspace appear to be intentional. From NATO headquarters in Brussels, Terry Schultz reports the alliance is making contact with Russian military authorities to demand an explanation.
Stoltenberg says because there were two separate incidents of Russian military planes in Turkish airspace and the incursions lasted a relatively long time, it's doubtful Russian pilots made mistakes or that, as Moscow has said, bad weather is to blame.
This doesn't look like an accident. This is a serious violation.
Stoltenberg also criticized what he called a significant buildup of Russian military force inside Syria, saying Moscow has ground troops along with air and naval capabilities. In addition, he says Russian attacks appear to target civilians and government opposition, not the Islamic State Moscow says is there to fight. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
The Nobel Committee has awarded the prize in physics to Takaki Kajita of Japan and Arthur MacDonald of Canada. They discovered that elusive subatomic particles known as neutrinos have mass. The secretary of the Royal Swedish Academy, Göran Hansen, says the scientists helped change the understanding of matter.
This year's prize is about changes of identity among some of the most abundant inhabitants in the universe.
The scientists found the neutrinos were able to change from one type to another, and that could only happen if they had mass. Scientists had previously thought they would be without mass. The European Union's highest court has ruled a computer data transfer system between the EU and the United States is invalid. An Austrian law student challenged the sharing of Facebook's data in Europe with servers in the U.S. He cited the risk of American intelligence eavesdropping on European citizens. The Austrian student says the legal ruling does not bar the transfers, but he says it allows European countries to review individual data transfers. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Canadian government has lost its bid to ban certain veils for women during citizenship ceremonies. The dispute was over veils that cover most of the face, except for the eyes. They're called niqabs. Dan Karpinchuk reports Prime Minister Stephen Harper's faced criticism for making this a campaign issue.
The Harper government tried to have an earlier ruling allowing the niqab at citizenship swearing-in ceremonies to be put on hold while it takes the issue to the Supreme Court of Canada, but the appeals court rejected that bid. In a statement, the Muslim woman at the heart of the case, Zunaira Ishaq, says she's disappointed that Stephen Harper has made this an election issue when there is so much more that merits the attention of Canadians. She says he continually twists the facts of her case for his gain. And a former Conservative premier called some of Harper's policies borderline racist. The government says it will continue the fight and, if reelected, will bring in a law banning the niqab at citizenship ceremonies. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The National Transportation Safety Board is going to investigate what happened to the U.S.-based cargo ship El Faro. The ship is believed sunk in waters off the Bahamas in a hurricane. NTSB Vice Chair Bella Dinzar says the investigation is coupled with Coast Guard efforts.
The NTSB has been coordinating very closely with the Coast Guard, which has been and will continue to be conducting its search and rescue operations.
The cargo ship El Faro had 33 crew members aboard. None has been found alive. The Coast Guard reports that it has discovered one body in the water in a debris field. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.